Tfisi. Pashta Tzave, Pashta Zohar. Zohar is a shura solach ha-amolek, v'derech v'teitzchum v'mitzayim. Pashta Zohar. V'gdeini before Purim. Today, Chazal tell us that we should be masmich the schiro la'asiyo, the schiro of Amalek, to wipe out the asiyas Amalek like they homon. We eradicate the homon from our lives. We eradicate the zeich of Amalek from our lives. We have to understand what that means for us, that it expresses itself in this year in Purim, which is the Hemshech of Pashas Zohar. And in Purim, Rabbi Yisrael here and this year it started all over, already before the Shabbos. Tanis Esther this year, we started already the Haskalah into Purim. We have to understand what's the Talich. What is it that we can accomplish on Purim through which we'll be able to, in some way, be able to express, some way able to show that we're eradicating the Amalek from our lives. That's what's very interesting. The halacha is mavur that the Megillah is nikreis b'yidal b'yibayz b'yigimel b'tesvav b'yidal b'tesvav. There are different days that we lay in the Megillah. We had some 2 days. The other 3 days are given specially to the Bnei Kfarim, as anybody who learns Masechta the Megillah knows. The villagers that have to come in. But it's interesting to note that the halacha of, they gave a second day of Tezvav, which is the Ikka Kriya, Tezvav, Mukafin here in Yerushalayim, that we're knowing to read on Tezvav. Where does that come from? So, Chazal say that in that time there were two different days of Nisim. There was everywhere else, and there was Shushan. Shushan had its own nais. They fought for 2 days, Yudgil and Yudalit, and on Tesvav they rested. Outside of Shushan, they had fought for Yudgimel, and they already finished their job in Yudalit. They rested and they celebrate their Purim on that day. But what's interesting to note is that if we would want, if we would l'choira think into it and want to establish another day, L'choyot should be like Shushan. And that would mean, as we know, a walled city as Shushan should read the Megillah. Where was Shushan? It was in Bavel. But the Halach is not that way. The Halach is Shushan itself because the Nais took place there by reads on the 15th. But what other walled cities read on the 15th? Walled cities that were from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. And this is very interesting. Why should it be that way? Why should it be from the time of Yeshua ben Nun? So the Gemara learns of Zereshom and Bezim and Bezim Megillah. But the Rabbi Bar Tanura brings down in the beginning of the Mishnayis, which the Rishonim also bring down in the Megillah, I swear to the Rav, one time is to give cover to Eretz Yisrael. Because it was Chareva, Bimei Mordechai v'Esther, the time Mordechai v'Esther was Charev. So we're giving Chashivas to cities, we want to give Chashivas, we don't want to forget about Eretz Yisrael. So therefore we give cities to Chashivas to Eretz Yisrael, the time of Yeshua ben Nun, which is the time when he captured Eretz Yisrael. The world cities at that time, we want to give Chashivas to another city. V'yezichroin l'Eretz Yisrael b'nei sazeh, because Be'etzim this Nais took place out of Eretz Yisrael. There'll be a Zikaroi for the Nais in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but says the Rav a different time. This is what I want to oimin on the Bais Tavei, Soyles de Gazach. Ubefi, she Yoshua Hischali, Lochem Ba'amolek Tchila. Because Yoshua was the one who started the war against Amalek. Uksiv, Ksoi Zoi Sikorim Ba'Seifer, Visim Biosne Yoshua. Lefikoch, Hiskirmi Moshe Yoshua. Says the Rav another time. Because Yoshua was the one who started the war, the battle against Amalek. Therefore, he is picked to be the time period from which we remember the Neis. The Hainu walled cities from that time, those walled cities are given Chashivas. It's as according to Yoshua himself, who was the one who started the battle. But this has to be understood. Kufa. In Parashas Beshach it says that Moshe Rabbeinu gives a charge to Yoshua, say, Hilochem ba'amolek, b'char lonu anoshim, choose for you men, but say, Hilochem ba'amolek, go out and fight against Amolek. The Chavetz Chaim, Zatzal, is oimed, b'char lonu anoshim, but say, b'schuscha, you have to fight Yoshua, you're the one who has to fight Amalek. You're the one who has to conquer Amalek. Avail other men with you. But it's all mitlatoli and you, Yehoshua. It's your koyach through which Klal Yisrael is going to be successful in their battle. As the Chofetz Chaim says so beautifully, that the pshat is because Yehoshua represents Torah. Yeshua was the Moshe of Torah to Klal Yisrael after Moshe. And since Amalek only comes Berithya in HaTorah, the one who is Mischazek, the one who is, represents Torah, he's the one who's going to fight against Amalek. But I think there's another Knesset here. I'm using the Chofetz Chaim to take it a little bit further. A little different avenue. Chofetz Chaim is very right that we're offered like Leyan, but maybe taking a little, another knach over here, Rabbi Yisai. Let's understand Amalek, Rabbi Yisai. Let's understand who Amalek is. If we want to keep a kind the mitzvah Zohar, as Asher Asol Lecho Amalek, we have to understand what does that represent that we have to rather remember. What is it that Amalek represents in our lives today? Avada, there's a key mitzvah of play out to wipe out the Emes Amalek. But Amalek impregnated into Klal Yisrael, L'doirei doirois, a certain midah. And this has to be eradicated every year. And the more we work on it, the more we can accomplish. To avoid working, getting closer to the Ibn Shalayla. What is it about Amalek, Rabbi Yisai? The Pashtus, and we find in the time of Haman also, Shalu Talmidov, we'll preface it with the Gemara in Megillah Yud Bey, Shalu Talmidov, Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, Neimon is chayvu. Why in that door? The door of Achashveis, were they chayv kloya? Why were they chayv to be destroyed? Imru atem, Shimon ben Yochai says to his Talmidim, you say, Neshenene misuda shaloiso rosho. They were nene from the suda of oiso rosho. They had no from the suda of Achashveis. So they said that's good in Shushan, but what about Yoshushan Yahargu Shabchal Oilam Kula Yahargu Amru Lo Imru Ata? So you tell us, Rebbe, Nishishtachav will tell them because they bow to the Tzelem. They bow to the Tzelem. They only did Lifnim. It wasn't inside. They didn't believe it, and therefore the Gzeir was only Lifonim, was on the outside, but HaKadosh Baruch at the end of the day saved them. But we shouldn't think, as a Brev the writes, Be'etzem, the Nace of Shushan was still an individual Nace. And the fact that Shushan was Chayv Kloya, for that Avera being Nana from Sudas, Shal Oysa Rasha, Medayik the Gemara, said Shal Oysa Rasha, they were Vayv Chayv Kloya for that also. Just that doesn't really explain the Gantzavel, but that could be explained why there was two separate days. There were two separate Hanois over here. Two separate Averis. The Shaila, is there a connection between the two? Is there any underlying common denominator between the two? L'chora, they're two separate entities. Avodah Zorah and Nenah Mitzvah Achashverosh. To understand this, I think we have to understand clearly what was the taina shenene misuda shalosh rasha. What is the taina of the Gemara shenene misuda shalosh rasha? L'maisa, there are midrashim that say that there was achilas nevelus or treifus over there. Shkotz v'ramosim. And that itself was the seba for a destruction, but that has to be understood exactly why Kloya for that. It's a terrible Aveira, Chaz v'Shalom, but Kloya for that. But, as it's been doing in the Gemara, as I mentioned yesterday, in the Gemara later on, in Daf Yad Bir Beis, La'asos Kitzon Ish V'Ish, Haman and Mordechai, Ish V'Ish, Haman and Mordechai, says Rashi, She'em Hoyu, they were the Sari Hamashkim, the bartenders at this party. So to say that they ate achilas and avelas with treifas is a very big lechoy. You have to understand it. Mordechai was there. He was a bartender. He was lechoy mashkiach at the suda. Even more so, medayik the gemara shenene misuda shalshavar. If we were writing the gemara lechoyro, we would write shalochlu and avelas with treifas misuda shalosha trasha. Sha'ochlu machos asurois, which is terrible. Shenene misuda shalosh rasha. What's the taitra, Bodhisai? What's the amkus over here? The yisoid hagodol, I believe. It came to a chiddush yesterday, and I feel it's a geshmak of art. Shenene misuda shalosh rasha. What was the Suda, Rabbi? Chazal tell us that on this day, at this party, Achashverosh HaRosho took out the big day kahuna. The big day kahuna that we learn in Parashat Tzaveh, L'chovo, and L'sefores. The big day kahuna that the Kohen Gadol only wore. The same big day kahuna Achashverosh took them out. But why did he take them out, Rabbi Yisai? What was he coming to say? Says Chazal, Achashverosh made a cheshbin. 70 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maftiach, I'm going to take them out of Golas after 70 years in Golas Bavel. 70 years came. Achashverosh said HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not taking them out. He forgot about them. The Ibn Hashem is Yashen, as Haman says also later on. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, Chas V'Shalom is Yashen. He's sleeping. Kavi Yochel. Kavi Yochel is rest, he's sleeping. He's in a matzav. And he's not Oyer, Chas V'Shalom. And that's why he's forgotten about the Yidin. His kesher with the Yidin, Olam Hazeh, Avad is Ibn Hashem. He would have made the cheshbon if he didn't believe in the Ibn Hashem. But the Yibarishon forgot about the Yidin. Therefore, the forgotten people, not the chosen people. But that wasn't enough. Achashverosh's point was to also to impregnate inside of Klal Yisrael this feeling. What are you doing, Klal Yisrael? Why do you observe the mitzvahs? Because you believe in an eternal life. You believe that there's a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. You sacrifice your lives for a bris milah to show the oath of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. That there's a connection. But he's forgotten about you guys. You're the forgotten people. V'horaya, I'm going to walk out with the big day kahuna. I'm going to have a parade. Something that only the Kohen Gadol would wear in his, all his grandeur. This Oisoi Rasha, as Chazal describe him so explicitly here, as Oisoi Nenemi Sudashal Oisoi Rasha. He wasn't stop making a party. It wasn't just a bash. A Purim bash. Come one, come all to our Purim bash. He wanted to express the Klal Yisrael and tell them, there'll be kosher food there. The OU, 70 mashkichim with long white beards are all coming down to the kitchen from Achashverosh. They're going to expect the chickens. See if there's any dam shenitzra there. Mamash shoichtim, long white beards. Everything's going to be done. La'asoyish kitzot ish v'ish. The wine? No yayin nesech over here. Mordechai will be the bartender. Beautiful wines imported from Israel at our party. But what's the expression of the party? Ahasuerus is telling them, you guys have a good time. Enjoy. Be nana. 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 A year is nana from Olam Hazeh. For Olam Hazeh. A Yid in his Avodas Hashem is eating and drinking. He does it for a tachlis, for the food itself. Everything that a Yid does, the Chodrachah, the Eyu, is with an expression, with a cognizance of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That he's aware, there's an awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I eat and I drink. For the tachlis of serving Hashem. Shenana misura shel oisa rasha. Chazal want to express to us that was the Aveira in itself. It was kosher. But was it Jewish? It was beautiful. All the great kasher that seven different hakshayim on the hot dogs at that party. But was it Jewish? Was it Yiddish? Is it what we stand for? Achashverosh was getting them and bringing them into this Yisoid. Eat, drink, and be merry in this world. Partake of this world for its sake. Get involved and excited about this world. For there is no connection to the Olam HaEmes, to the next world. This was Achashverosh's and they fell in. They were nana. They didn't just eat. They became obsessed with food, with drink, with oilam hazeh. And that is chesaron, where the kavani is to eradicate the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence in this world. Take out the big day kuna, mevazet. Make fun of it. Make a leitzaris from it. There's nothing great about it. This is Be'etzim, Rabbi Yisai. Koichoi Shel Amalek. Koichoi Shel Amalek is leitzanus. Poking fun. That kid hitting that the top of the bachur, that bachur in the back of the room, or whoever he is, and he hears the shmooze, and the oilam is all sehitzed, the oilam is all mechuzik, the oilam is ready to go, and he gets throws out one stupid joke. And that joke is moirid, cools off all the intensity, all the heat, all the fire that was ignited by the koyach of that Torah. By that one stupid joke or the one poking fun, and that person probably had his own personal interest. Amalek, Rabbi Yisai. Let's understand Amalek a little deeper, Rabbi Yisai. Who stamped there? Where did they come from? Amalek is the son of Eliphaz and Timnah. She was rejected. Esav had Timnah and Eliphaz, which brought about Amalek. Who is this Timnah? She was rejected by Klal Yisrael. It's a different shmuz, Rabbi Yisai. Rejection is not poshut. It's a gantz shmuz of them. Maybe tonight we'll speak a little bit. But she was rejected. And that feeling of rejection remained inside of her and impregnated El Molek ben Alifas with this koyach of rejection. And the Meila, they mirrored it and they expressed it. And they, through their koyach, asher koch abaderech, they cooled us off. What a koyach of a kesher with the Yibarishon that we had. What an excitement of Avodas Hashem. Shomu Ami Meir Gazun. All the goyim were pachad noira. Chil ochas yoishvei ploshes. Oz nivalu afulu feyeza. All the amim. Pachad. Yira. Fear. That's the Amim. Can we imagine what Klal Yisrael were holding? Roshivcha al hayom, mashalolo yecheskel ben Buzi. What a dargo of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What an intensity of Okoi Shemayim. Can you imagine the tefillahs of Oisai? After the Yom, when they sang the Oz Yashir, all together, Oz Yashir Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael Zashira, can you imagine the intensity of those davenings from the time of Kriyas Yamsev and Hala until one day when a nation who was rejected impregnated the rejectancy into the world, if I can permit me to say, make up such a word, if there is such a word, they came along and they started making fun. They started to show, maybe we'll jump into the hot bath. We'll show we can attack Lysa also. Yotzim Yad Rama. We'll attack the weak ones. We'll make a plan how we're going to do it. But what do we want to accomplish? We want to accomplish that the Yibarei Shlom's Koyach in this world is not calm down. Take it easy. Don't get so excited about your religion. Don't daven such a long davening. Take it easy. Don't be so intense in your learning. I don't see any Harvard graduate going so crazy over his learning. He crams his test and that's it. Take it easy, my young boy. You're a little bit too excited about your religion. There's a world out there. You have to get acquainted with the world. Learn in philosophy. Learn about the Chochmas Ha'olam. I was sitting in a doctor's office yesterday. My son had to take him. I was across from another man. He was reading the news. I walked in, I saw him reading the paper. A yid. He had his finger on the place. Mamish. You couldn't disturb him until the doctor came out and called his name. I don't know if he heard it. Avram, Avram. He had his finger on the Mamish Horving. Over the New York Times, mit alle Keuches, licked the line. The commentary of Bob Smith, he had to read what he has to say about the Middle East crisis. Was meint er da? Mom is hurrying with a finger on the place. I said, I wish my guys learned Rashi this way. The world's impregnated with that feeling. Religion is important. I believe I'm a religious activist. My religion is important to me. We make Hamantashen every year for Purim. We don't even make it one time. We have the prunes and the apricot jelly inside. Two types of Hamantashens. Not just one. We eat knedels on Shabbos. Our religion is important to us. That's what religion comes down to. Knedels and Hamantashen. But where's the excitement? Where's the feeling that this is it? This is where it's at. And we've been imbued with these feelings. We've been cooled off. When a bogel can come to the Beis Medrash, and he's learning a piece of Gemara without any enthusiasm. He's sitting there dry, dried out, like a cactus in Arizona. That in Lamais he's been cooled off. When he can walk out of a davening without feeling anything. He doesn't know if he was by the davening, he wasn't by the davening. He's in the middle of Baruch Aleinu and he ends off with Matli Lasois. He's in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. He doesn't know how he got there. That's a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem. You're speaking to the Yibayish of Echvayim Vayatzmoy. Where's the enthusiasm? In a davening. In a learning. We learned yesterday. Yoinasam B'nim Ha'o'oimah. That moment when you're saying the words of Torah. The words are coming out of the mouth of Kutchabrichu. You cannot be excited. You can't walk into the Beis Medrash and Mamish be electrified. I'm in saying words in the verse I'm saying. At that moment, he's here with me. But the world cools it off. Calm down. Take it easy. Don't get so excited about your religion. You have to drive home tonight in your Lexus. The more we become involved in Olam Hazeh, the more we nene, and that becomes an end in itself. There's where we get cooled off. That's our Amalek's expression. Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh! The Yopian explains the famous Stira in Esav, who's the great grandfather of this Shita. Because I'll tell us if a person sees that the Yetzer Hara, that the Yetzer Hara is coming on him, what should he do? Yasek b'toira, yikur kriya shma, if that all doesn't work, yizkol yoyim hamisa. Says in my brother's daf, hey, let him remember yoyim hamisa, that is an end, there's an eternity, there's a next world. Frek the welt. Could be the Yisrael, the Makarvis, the Chavetz Chaim, break the belt. Esav comes back from the son of Ahu Oyev and is presented with him a Meiridika and the Soyoin. A bowl of lentils. Lentil beans from the Cholent. For your Bechayra, what's going to be Esav? The Bechayra or the lentil beans? Says Esav, says the Halakha Torah, Esav says, Hinei anoichi hoylech lamus, v'lamaz eli b'choyra. I'm going for to death. I'm going to die. Yizkor lo yoyim hamisa. V'lamaz eli b'choyra. Why do I need the b'choyra? Does that mamish estira to what we just said? Direct opposite. A person remembers Yom Hamisa. It's supposed to put him in a different perspective. V'loma zeli b'choyra. Says of Levi Olopia, Levi Eliyahu. Yom Hamisa. doesn't change the person. Yom HaMisa puts you in a certain perspective. The perspective is that this is not going to last forever. These pleasures, this oichel, this oilam hazeh is not going to last forever. But there's two ways we can go from that, Rabbi Yisai. One way is we got a chap, chatoif, eternity's coming. We got to repair the luggage for the long trip. But the other ways, if we're detached, we're detached from oilam haemes, the other ways, eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow. Chaparayim. We're going to lose this oil mazeh. Ay, Rabbi Yisai, this is Esav. He's cut off from that world. Oh, Yankiv, Avinu, the Helek, Yankiv. Yankiv has the one who has had the awareness of his whole life. His awareness is only with the Bein Shalom, wherever he goes. There was a story of boys that took place in the time of the Chofetz Chaim. There was a kid, Nebuch, that went off the Derech in the Heilige Stadt from Radin. His name in the book is brought down Svi something, Staubler, whatever it was. It was the right name, it wasn't the name, just for the sake of the story. When the Chofetz Chaim called him, sent a message that he wants to speak to him. This kid was far from the derech. He really didn't want to go in. What did the Chofetz Chaim want from me? What does the Chaim want from what is the Chofetz Chaim? What does he want from my life? Let me live. I don't want to be from Jid in Poland anymore. The Chofetz Chaim calls, everyone, the Chofetz Chaim calls you in, who doesn't go in? The Chofetz Chaim started to speak to this rebellious youth. What, no matter what this Helik of Chofetz Chaim said, it didn't make any impression, he was so far. The Chofetz Chaim, who had a koyach, a miyudig a koyach, to always find the right words, finally he said, Tzvi, I know your grandfather. He was a wonderful person. I remember when your father even got married and you were born. Now this man let his guard down. He started talking a little about his family, his grandfather. He started to talk about his grandfather. The kid had a strict relationship with him. He remembers the Zayder. And his Chofetz Chaim started to reminisce about his relationship with this boy's grandfather. And the Chofetz Chaim continued. It won't be long. Before he's going to die, the Chofetz Chaim said. And when I'm going to die, he said, the Chofetz Chaim, I'm probably going to go to the Olam HaEmes and let's see the Helik, the Helik is Zaydi. I could just imagine what he's going to ask me if I saw his Einikol, the grandson. I'll have to tell him that I seen him and tell him how he looks. This boy's guard broke down. The Chelik of the Chofetz Chaim in front of the Chofetz Chaim started to cry. And the Chofetz Chaim continued, Tzvi, what will I tell him? Tzvi, what will I tell you, Zaydeh? How am I going to answer the questions? And the Chofetz Chaim heard the voice of the child after a few silent moments saying, I'm so sorry, Zaydeh. I'm so sorry, Zaydeh. And there's an Olam HaEmes that we're attached to. There's the next world that we're going to. Achameh Ve'esrim. But we have to remain attached and focused and not lose that direction. Amalek. And all those like Tzadim who could go around with a Jewish garb but poke fun at a religious, at a yeshiva bacha who's steiging a ben azmanim who's learning Basmada. They're trying to present that derech to cool us all of Hashakorach Baderech. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yoshua, say Yilochim Ba'amolek. Who's this Yoshua? Says the parasha next week in Kisiso. After the Cheda Egel, the Torah says Moshe removes his tent from the Machaneh. They got two Hamish. Moshe removes his tent and sends it outside. And now whoever wants the Rebbeinu Shalom wants Torah have to go ask for it. He can't be too Hamish. Says the Torah, Aber Yoshua Nair. Lo Yomash B'Toycha Ohiel. Yoshua the Nair. Lo Yomush Mitoicha Oyel. Nar, a young lad. It's like Alam Foshim. Yoshua was 52 years old at the time. You call him a Nar. Over the terrace is Gevaldik Rabbeisai. Who is given this Yehoshua? Ah, Yehoshua. You're right, he was 52. But what was the time when Moshe had to remove the oil from the Gantz of El, from the Gantz of Klal Yisrael? They got too Hamish. It became too easy. There wasn't so much excitement. We have the Koisel right here. We have the Beis Medrash right here. It's easy. Now somebody who wants it is going to have to do something about it. He'll have to go out to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, oh, yeah. Oh, but Yoshua, there's no chashash that he'll ever get tired because Yoshua at 52 is still showing signs of a nar. The freshness is there. Yoshua learned Torah, his Gantz 11, as a young yeshiva bacha, with the same excitement, the same enthusiasm. Rav Noach Shlita mentioned, how he's in the Mir Yeshiva 2 years, I think it was last year, the year before, we went together to recruit Bachrim. And we had some time, so we both ended up in the Mir. He had learned there also many years back. And he said he was inspired. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, the Yeshiva, Shlita, 85, 86, whatever, how old, he's in the high 80s, then. And the Maisa, he was sitting there learning the same Baba Kama, with the same freshness, with the shuckling, with the Alakoichas. He didn't fall asleep, but the Gemara, he learned Baba, how many times did he say Shia on Baba Kama? He didn't fall asleep, with the same Elohim and Chluthuziyat, with the same Geschmack, Baba Kama, Nochamo, was it Nochamo? How many times did he learn this Taishvist? Oh, but not a daher in a Taishvist. Not a day in a Rashi. Yoshua Nair. He's 52. But he's a Nair. Rabbi Yisai, the Kruvim. The Helik of Kruvim, which on top of the Oroin. What were the appearance of their faces? Zotik Yimole. Sukkah Hei. Kirav Yoh. Kruv kiravyo, like the face of a baby. Said Rav Shmuel Rizovsky Zatzal. You could be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the top of the Oroin. But to Zorcha, to Torah, you have to have the face of a baby. You have to have the enthusiasm of a little child. From there emanates Torah. When a person comes to learn Torah, what an enthusiasm he should have! He's learning from Hashem! He's learning the real MS! He's learning what the Bria was created for and keeps the Bria going! How could he fall asleep? How can he learn without enthusiasm? It's not interesting tomorrow today! Let's get to Yagadata! I don't like this sugya! Otzitz Nukup! I don't know what an utz is, I don't know what a knock of is. Skip this one. Turn to the next page. Tosfos can't make heads or tails. Let's skip Tosfos. Too hard. I just like to read it through and get pshat. Weiter. Person learns like that. Everything has to be easy, quick. We're not saying sometimes a person, but everything has to be with enthusiasm. This is God for Hashem. This is Rotten Hashem. This is the Bria. This is it. This is the Bria. Nothing else. Not the potato kugel. Not the green beans for lunch. That's not life. That's not the world. That's not it. We're not holding by it, by the choir and svar, with a chil Hashem. He walks out of Shia, stumbling out. Get him nagel vasa, quick. Wake him up, it's the night already, we came for Shia. Wake him up, maybe leave him, he'll be ready for tomorrow's Shia, he'll be on time. 11:45, wake him up from the nap. He stumbles out of Shia. Barely able to open his eyes. Good cheer today, Rebbe. I got a chizuk. Never slept so well in my life. And then he hears it's lunch. It's the summer's man. He can't wait. Oh boy, you see him by that schnitzel on his side. Those eyeballs are bulging. Shmuley, keep my eyeballs in the sockets. I gotta get that piece. The big piece, you know, that big one, it sticks out on both sides, the fliggles on the sides also, I like that extra schnitzel. And he's eyeing it, mamish. His friend's coming by, he might take it. Look at the excitement, get it on camera. This is the yeshiva. The fight for the kugel. His hand is a little bit outstretched. The Gemara says, the Maisa, that they stopped the, what's it called? The Gemara says they used to have in Yuma, the Mahalach, how it used to be, when a person wanted to do the Avoid in the morning, they had a relay race. They put the Tuguanim here and whoever would make it up the Kevis faster. So then he would be zoned to the Avoidah. Until one time somebody pushed one of the other car. He was such in a rush to do the Avoid, he knocked the other one off, he fell off the beam, he fell off the Kevis, and he hurt himself. So he was talking to Pius. I'm speaking to Rav Abba next week. We have to have a new idea for lunch. Somebody, I Rachman and sounds on the way for the schnitzel. I don't know. Three guys had to take him to Mada. I once came to get some soup. I almost got spilled on in three directions. It was all my mamish. He had to break a way through to get to the soup. There's the enthusiasm when it comes to eating the soup. What is it already? It's kufnias. So you got this piece, you got that piece. So what? How long does it last? Yeah, no. 12 seconds, quarter of a second. That's what he gets all excited about. But eternity. It's something that's going to last him forever and ever and ever. Ho drum. Here he comes. He slaps himself up to davening again. 7:42 every single day. Have a man on the last day of his mom. 7:41 Make a chizik for this man. Every single day. Can't make it on time. Can't get excited for the davening again. Because we don't know what it is, Rabbi Yisai. Why not? Because we have a certain amalek in the inside of each of us, every one of us. A cooling off of the whole Yiddishkeit. These are all these movements, ism, the movements are cooling off of the ganze Zach. Making fun of the mitzvahs. Making a Rachmon Litzlan. We see it. And we get a little feeling. The cool waters us down. And it's not Pashut of Hoysa. He once said over the Maisa with the Chavetz Chaim. The Helik of Chavetz Chaim once came to a start. And he saw Chil Shabbos. And the Chavetz Chaim was Boicha, Boicha. He's there for a few weeks. And the second week he was with Boicha, tremendous. And the third week there was even more Bechias. And he asked the Chavetz Chaim, he said, why was the third week so short, starker? He says, I'm crying the second and third week because I start to feel that doesn't bother me anymore. We go to a shul, who knows where. They come in to daven. What's davening? Guy puts on his tefillin. You know, it's mamish, you know, who knows where. Al mitzchoy. The tefillin is a mitzvah. How is he bechabed the tefillin? And they schmooze in the back the whole davening. I once walked to a certain shul. I don't want to say where. Two men, they sat down. They crossed their legs next to each other. And they were schmoozing with the crossed legs. Looked like it's a movie theater. They're down to the Baruch Shem. How's it going, Charles? What's new today? That's a davening. But we suffer from it also. How many times in the back? Kibitzing and gibbitzing. Cracking jokes in the middle of Prosperous Hashatz. We have to have a bigger sign next week to cover the whole length of the Beis Medrash. But what is it to us? We're talking to the Ibn Islam. Do we have any feeling? That's the koyach of Amalek, Rabbi Yisrael. The koyach of Amalek is to take the excitement out of a davening, out of a learning, out of any Yiddishkeit, out of a mitzvah. That's why Yehoshua is the one who sent to fight against Amalek. Yehoshua is the one who has that koyach in him always to be the na'ar lo yom ha'shmitah ha'oyah, to live a life in entirety, every second, with his spilus, with his chaskus, fight his chaskus, fight his spilus, fight his excitement. This is what we have to take with us, Rabbi Yisrael, from Purim. I believe that could be the soil of the Simchas HaPurim, Rabbi Yisrael. Get excited. Get excited! But about what? Not about his costume. And not about that you saw a guy tumble off the roof 3 times. Oh, Purim this year was so much fun. 3 guys. This guy threw up on that guy. And he threw up on his friend. And then they threw up together on the third guy. Gevaldik of Purim this year. That's his remembrance of Purim. Zohar is Purim. He remembers last year. His favorite Purim this year. He ended up, Rabbi, this year he set the record. 7 houses he dirtied. He set the all-time record in the Guinness Book. He threw up in every single house he was in. Oh, what a great... And then he said to his friend, what a great Purim I had this year. Purim's about getting excited. Getting shikr. Oh, what are we getting shikr over? We're getting shikr over Torah. We're getting shikr over Yiddishkeit. We're getting shikr over Avodas Hashem. That a person should walk out of Purim. You know what I did on Purim? I opened up the Oren. No, I didn't do that. I opened up the Oren. And I started to cry my eyeballs out. And bad from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to be miskarev to you. Ribbono Shel Olam. I want Torah. Ribbono Shel Olam. I want Avodah. I want to be a Talmud Chochom. I want to know Mesach Degin Baal Peh. That's what he did on Purim. I once mentioned the story of Isai. There was a boy who was in a class who Taka was having moyridic trouble. His Rebbe saw he was getting frustrated and frustrated. He couldn't understand nothing. And all of a sudden, a few days after Purim, the boy started asking questions. That's the Ksois, that's the Nesivas, that's the... He couldn't understand it. And he approached his child. He said, what's the recipe? Peanut butter and banana soup. What is it? What made you this way? He says, Rebbe, I'm surprised at you. Rebbe, I'm surprised at you. You gave that schmooze. Schmooze 212, it's taped in the tape library. You gave that schmooze and I took it to heart. You said it says on Purim. Kol ha'poishit yad noisten loy. That whoever sticks out his hand, he gets it. Kol ha'poishit yad noisten loy. We learn it on Stoker. But Rebbe, you said from the Svarim that it means whatever and ever a person wants in this world. And I cried my eyeballs out that point. For Torah, I want to understand the Shia. I want to understand your Shia. So what's Shver, Rebbe? You gave that Shmuz. So we know what he did on Purim. He got enthused about Yiddishkeit and he did the right thing. But there's so many out there, Rabbi Yisai. Purim is so kosher. Mentioned last week, what do they do at the end of the day? We'll rent a car, we'll go backwards and forwards and sideways. What do you have in Purim at the end of the day, a whole day? Did you daven? Did you learn? Did you get enthused for the Simchas HaPurim? The Simcha of his enthusiasm for Yiddishkeit. Going crazy over Yiddishkeit. Not crazy for the sake of craziness. Not saying crazy to be a meshuggah. To run around and act like a mamish who came out of who knows where. But going crazy to show the love that there's no bounds for my love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adlo Yoda! So the refugement, oh, home of the Baruch Mordechai, I don't know which grade it was nice. So our whole Baruch Mordechai, I'm saying Shvach and Shvach and Shvach and it don't stop. No bounds. That's Purim, Rabbi. That's eradicating a Malik. That's the Asiyah that comes from the Emes Yisrael, what a Malik did to us. We were robbed, as a result, says. All these Yidin out there, the Chaloyim, they're robbed. Because they don't realize where the really Simcha Zachaim is. Where real life is, they're robbed. But we're not robbed. But we rob ourselves. We get involved in the shtus and the stupidity that people make say that's Purim. And we don't realize that the opportunity is there for Kol HaPurim Yad Nois and Noi. The opportunity is there to reach Madregas Atzumas. We should be Zoicha Boisa. This year Purim, to see the difference. After Purim, we're able to tell his understanding of Torah becomes different. He's closest to Hashem. His Bein Hazman is a different Bein Hazman, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be Zoicha. That this year Purim, Rabbi Yisrael, it'll be an Emes Hakimu, the Kibla HaYehudim, an Emes Kabbalah HaTorah Mituch Aves HaNeis. Be'ez Hashem Yisborach. Let's daven, let's make achones, let's make Zohar. Let's Asher HaSolach HaMolek. Let's eradicate the Amolek that's inside of us. And be'ezah Hashem, when Amalek is eradicated, then the kisei is shalem. We bring the Rebbeinu Shel Olam into this world. We'll be zoicha be'ezah Hashem, Yemei Nisim, that be'ezah Hashem through the achana of Yemei Odor, of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly into our lives. We'll be zoicha to Yemei Nisim, there's the days that be'nisim nigalu, be'nisim asin li goel, be'viyas Mashiach tibkeinu, and here of Yemei Omen.